you mentioned us. On my property, 41 acres.
Yeah. I'm sure Pettigens wouldn't mind being part of this program.
When Demrick comes down, is one of the questions going to be what, not only what can we do about this problem here, but long term?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're...
Not just on the airport, but around the area as well. Take a look at all that for us.
Yeah.
Is that the $10,000?
This is the freebie so far.
Jim, did they seem to think when the fence was erected that it was tall enough and adequate enough height-wise to take care of the deer from coming in?
I don't think anybody looked at it as far as the deer when we put the fence up. It's an 8-foot fence with chain with the barbed wire. The deer that want to get over are going to get over it. I haven't seen a deer jump it yet. I mean, we've been out there chasing them.
That's what I was wondering if it had
I mean, we've spooked enough deers out there that, you know,
go ahead.
And they just keep running into the fence. And
I think this is an item that I think we need to keep on the agenda. And we probably need a lot more time to, you know, we have to tonight.
But having a report saying, you know, we did this, or this is what we're moving forward, or this is the price we got, I think speaks well for the advisory committee and that the county is actually moving forward in doing something. Because if, God forbid, you know, to show that we were moving forward or we had a plan for to spend $1,000 in the fall, take care of it during, you know, it would be really good to be able to progress in the advisory, if not in the county itself, or the advisory committee and the county.
I took a check around the fence and they've done a good job trying to secure everything. I did not find a place, not unless they go over myself.
But that's what I'm saying. The fact that they fixed the fence, that was great. I didn't know that until this meeting, so that's good that that's out there. So, and that you got Denrite coming in, that's good that, you know, it's progressing. Of course, short term, we'll spend the money on a study that was, what, 18 months, 2 years ago, would be probably the best due diligence, but there's got to be something in between. But, I mean, would Jim get us another price on something, or what are we going to say? We're putting it on the agenda.
Putting it on the agenda that we need to come up with a solution. A, the deer population. B, the geese are flying obstacles out there.
I'm more concerned about the geese than I am the deer. I know the deer are more visible and they're going to hurt a lot more if you hit them. But
is there any nesting power of geese on the airport? There is. Mm-hmm. That can be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Yeah.
With how much money?
I don't know, there's a goose biologist at Denrec, too, that I'm waiting to hear from, but hopefully we'll get something for free from him.
The only wildlife that I've hit at this airport was a seagull. And you may not think a seagull can cause much damage, but you know, when you hit a seagull at about 120 miles an hour, he took out the, and of course, there's not a lot you can do about seagulls when you're this close to the coast, but you worry about geese. Geese can do a lot more damage than something like seagull. And seagull, and we hit it in the B-25 on takeoff right after rotation started climbing out. Hit it and it took out the whole plexiglass panel. And we had blood and guts and seagull pieces all the way back to the top of the bomb bay. It was all in that airplane. Now, it didn't bring us down. A goose will bring you down.
Seagull may not bring you down, but it'll bring down.
Bring you down too. Yeah. I've hit seagulls here several times. I got a dent in the cowling where we hit a seagull just I guess a few weeks ago. You know, when we were here shortly, and they went back down south.
Oh, does Denrick have a turtle person too?
I'd find out.
It's a cook.
Well, like I said, you got to think of this as a wildlife management program and not just wildlife management events like shooting the deer or, you know, taking care of the nests. And, you know, there's other things like, you know, how tall should the grass be? You know, what kind of grass should we have out there? You know, the